present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hi to the ho. And I'm joined by my fellow co-host, so it's going to be a little funky today. Right now with me, I've got comedian, Diz nerd, and celebrity dog walker, Mark Andrada. Mark, what's happening?
My dog is a celebrity. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. When you walk that dog, you're walking greatness. Yeah,
it's very cool. I don't walk the dogs of celebrities. My dog is the celebrity.
Very good. Yeah, I would agree. And I got to say, this is a kind of an interesting podcast today. Dustin and Miriam are going to be joining us from a distance, also via the magic of the internet. So
did you just drop a Bette Midler reference in the middle of that?
Yeah, dude.
From a distance,
your world looks
blue and green. Yeah, I know
that's
the one.
I had to dig deep. Literally,
and the snow-capped mountains white. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Are you like a bit of a closet Bette Midler fan?
Oh, there is no closet, my friend. I am standing in a wide open field, screaming her name.
Because you are the wind beneath my wings. Oh, fun stuff. Bette, I love you. So yeah, a kind of a funky pod. It's a funky time. We're doing the best to keep the ball rolling and keep the entertainment coming at you. We're going to change the format a touch with today's episode. It's going to be a bit of a shorty. And really, we just wanted to get on the air in a timely fashion and kind of address the major storyline of the day, which is obviously all the park closures due to the coronavirus. We'll chat about this and some other small news. Maybe have a little bit of fun with some of our Disney Plus deep cuts. We'll talk more about that. We aren't here to kind of fearmonger or to be on the flip side of the coin and be dismissive about what's going on right now, but we want to just give our two cents. And so let's just jump right in with the news, which is obviously park closures.
So Disney has closed all of Walt Disney World Resort, as well as Disneyland, and I mean all the parks. All the parks are closed. The United States parks are closed. The date that they've given is through March.
Wow.
So all the parks are closed through March. The nice thing is that all of their employees will be paid during this time.
This is great.
Yeah.
Nice move. That's a nice touch.
That is a really classy move, which is, you know, there are a lot of companies not doing that. And I think that soon there might be a little bit of pressure for them to do it. But Disney's ahead of the game and they're doing it right away without sort of being prodded to or pressured to at all.
Yeah.
Another thing is the Disney College Program and the Disney Internships Program. They have released all of their students, and they are, I mean, for lack of a better term here, they're kicking out all of the students from the housing assistance.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, they have until March 18th to get out. And the thing is that there is no real other option here. Like, right. they have to do something about this, and they basically have to send everybody home. And that's for everybody's own safety, you know. And it's not just their safety, it's the safety of everybody in Florida. It's the safety of their families.
Yep.
If you look into this at all, you'll see that people are talking about flattening the curve. That's something that people keep saying. And with that comes all the social distancing that people are talking about, all the self-quarantine. And that's going to help relieve the healthcare systems.
I'm just going to add here that we are recording this on Sunday the 15th. It's today the 15th?
Yes.
So we're trying to be current. This is going to come out tomorrow. We usually don't tape a day before because it's a pain in the butt because we do some editing, you know, but we're going to do that. We thought because we're trying to be topical here, we wanted to be on top of the latest news, and you know, things have been changing daily. Yeah. I think you've nailed it, Mark. This is the right decision and the way to go. It's unfortunate that a lot of people are going to be sent home. I'm sure a lot of those kids have dreamt about being in the college program. And also, let's not forget about some of the international employees who work at Epcot, who are from other countries, who are probably being sent back to their native lands. That's obviously disappointing. People are probably going to be out of work for a little bit. You know, let's all be hopeful and positive, and let's hope that this is a blip. And yeah, let's narrow this curve. What did you say? Narrow the curve?
Flatten the curve. Oh,
I just made it thinner. Whoops. We got to flatten that bad boy. And
we can do both. We can flatten and narrow the
curve. Nice. But Mark, you nailed it on the head, man. It's all about social distancing. It's all about being safe and smart.
I think it's best for the company, for everyone's health and safety. And so,
It's absolutely a bummer. For sure, it's a bummer for a lot of people.
Yep.
It's very disappointing. But again, it's for the greater good. And I think that some people are being critical of this, but what are the options here?
Yeah.
And I think this is the best course of action, frankly.
Listen, we're talking about a lot of people go to this place, and a lot of people are touching everything, and a lot of people are sharing things. Are also in small confined spaces at times as well. This thing, it moves quickly. It moves to touch. There's an airborne quotient as well. We're doing our best to be mindful. And I think the Disney company jumped on it as quickly as they could. I think they have everyone's safety at heart. Listen, if people are concerned that they're going to lose money because they're getting sent home, yeah, it's a bummer. The Disney company is about to lose a ton of money. But, they're prepared for it. But it's definitely disappointing for everyone all the way around. But we don't want to totally be bummed out here. We're hopeful that, listen, we're looking at a month or 3 weeks. Let's get through this 3 weeks together. Let's be responsible together. And hopefully, like you were saying, this will kind of push the cases kind of down the line, flatten that curve, so the hospitals and doctors can take care of the people in a timely way so they can actually help everybody. That seems to be the game plan. So let's do our part. And we're doing it right now. This is a podcast. I'm sitting in the studio by myself. Lonely. I'm just so lonely. Domino's here. Yeah, we got like an original member kind of kicking around. But also, I also kind of want to mention, I'm sure we all know somebody that was just about to go down there or going down there in the next little while that had to cancel their plans. And Disney has made it very clear. They will refund your situation. They will move your situation. They will take care of you. Everything is fluid right now. And we have to be a little bit patient and mindful because we don't know a date when things are coming back. But Disney's been pretty first class about returns, any kind of cancellation. So just pop onto the Disney site. All the information is there. I know a few people who are already like, I was going to go there this week. I have some friends who still flew to LA, but are going to just do other stuff for anything I guess they can do.
There's not going to be a lot.
Yeah. This is Sunday. We're hearing information that things are changing daily, and it could, by tomorrow, Monday, it could be even harder to find some recreational activities to do anywhere. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who had a plan and are now going to have to reschedule or just not go, which is a huge bummer. Hopefully the airlines will do the same thing and ratify their policies a little bit. Listen, I think
they already are.
Oh, amazing. That's so great.
Yeah. I had a friend who's had a flight, and his airline messaged him, emailed him immediately. And there are specific dates. So you had to have booked, I think, before March 5th.
Yeah.
And you have to be traveling between X date and X date. And it's just three clicks on a website and you're done. Well, that's fully refunded. Yeah.
Guys, everyone's doing their best. Everyone's working hard. And now it's up to us to do our part, which is just to be safe. Wash your hands. Don't high five people out on the street. Hey, I love Disney too. Slap. Maybe chill out.
What is your life that you're high fiving people on the street?
Dude, I'm walking around. I'm wearing my Goofy hat and my We Like Theme Parks t-shirt. And, or I'm Tronning it out that day. And people are like, Tron. And I'm like, high five. What's up? Dude, there's a Tron secret handshake. You don't know it?
No, I'm not.
Greetings, programs. Bleep, bleep, bleep. You don't know? No, sorry.
No, I haven't been initiated.
Not in the club. Not in the club. But maybe you can be if you check out Tron on Disney Plus, and that's something we're going to be talking about later today. Looks like a lot of us are going to be stuck at home. And if you're listening to this show, you probably have Disney Plus. So we have a great segment coming up, and that's called Disney Plus Deep Cuts. Well, we're going to go real deep into Disney Plus and mine some real awesome fun stuff for you to be checking out. And we're going to be doing that segment shortly. But before we do that, we wanted to touch base a little bit about an announcement that was made prior to the coronavirus really kind of taking hold in North America. And that was the announcement of the Avengers Campus. And Mark, I want to bring in two of my friends here and maybe two of your friends too, to talk a little bit more about that Avengers announcement. We got Dustin Foos is on the line. Dustin, what's happening? He's here. It's FaceTime. What's up?
What's up?
What's up, buddy? I don't have a cool drop for you. We need one. That's just like, Dustin.
Well, I've got news with Foos, but yeah.
No, just one that says, I've never introduced you halfway into the show before. So we need like a Dustin.
Just cut out the news part and just have it say Foos.
Foos. Yeah. Foos. That was pretty good. Joining us for some Avengers action is Miriam Kenley with the Churro Fund, but she's got a drop.
It's Westside What's Up with Miriam from the Churro Fund.
It's Churro time.
Miriam, what's happening?
Hi. I didn't laugh through my cue. Aren't you so proud?
Yeah, first time for everything. Way to go. Nice work, squad. So, guys, check us out. All four of us on the internet, right? Times are changing, and we're doing it. All four of us in different places doing a podcast. Is this exciting or what?
We live in the future. It's very nice.
What's cool is I figured it out. That's the cool hook, is that I pressed these buttons. I had no idea what I was doing. What a feat. Before we had this coronavirus kind of spread like wildfire and all the measures and steps that we're taking to secure ourselves and our loved ones, there was an announcement about the Avengers campus that was really exciting. And to tell us about this really exciting announcement is Miriam. And maybe we'll talk about whether that announcement still kind of holds water. Is that date going to move? Miriam, what's the story?
The story is Disney released this week that the opening date is going to be July 18th. Of course, that was before they announced that they were closing until the end of the month. So I would imagine this date's going to be pushed a little later, but we are getting it in 2020, I think, which is really exciting. Can't wait for this.
Now, are you guys all Avengers fans? Dustin, are you like a big Avengers guy?
I'll watch the movies. I think there's a difference between kind of loving those characters in person, because on the West Coast, you can go and see Spider-Man and their meeting and greeting in the parks. Where on the East Coast, because of that master licensing agreement, Avengers and Marvel have never been introduced into Walt Disney World.
Of course. That makes a
so you don't get that same kind of experience. So I'm excited for the detail. I'm always excited for new stuff, but I'm not really as gung-ho about it because I still look at Avengers as being up the street at Universal Orlando.
How about you, Mark? Are you an Avenger guy? Like, do you wear some Captain America underoos under all your handsome threads?
You think I could fit into underoos?
Yeah, dude.
Come on, man.
I think you could rock some underoos.
Also, of all the Avengers characters, you think I'm going to choose Captain America to put on as my underoos?
Okay, so let's play this game right now. If each of us were an Avenger, who would we be? Mark, who is your Avenger?
But my Avenger, yeah, like, which Avenger would I be or which Avenger would I represent with my underoos?
I guess you can answer both of those questions if you want. Which Avenger would you most likely be and which underoos would you sport?
I suppose both of those would be Ant-Man.
Dustin, how about you, dude?
Probably either Iron Man or Hawkeye.
Okay. And the underoos, or is the Hawkeye the underoos and Iron Man is who you are?
Yes.
So you're a billionaire genius philanthropist. I like it. I like it. I see that. Miriam, how about yourself?
Well, she hasn't been introduced as an Avenger, but I'm going to counter. I'm going to do Gwen Stacy.
Oh, okay.
From Spider-Verse. Yeah. And huge. Spider-Man on the underoos, too. We'll just go there.
Nice. I feel like I'm a Thor. Not trying to say that I'm like good looking.
Oh,
like,
jeez.
I'm not saying that I'm a hot dude.
Chris is so delusional that he thinks he's a Thor underoos.
You know, I like to swing big hammers and think I can fly and appreciate Viking
Thor
mythology.
From which movie?
Yeah, are you going to wear a bathrobe the whole time?
Right, maybe I'm chunky Thor. It's true. You got me there. Underoos? Tough call. You know, I'd be into the Ant-Man underoos just because I don't think anyone else has got one. I'd be like, yeah, what's up? You know, kicking it OG styles. Okay, so we all know which Avenger we would be. I'm Tubby Thor. Fantastic. And this thing's coming. Give us the update. What came down the pipeline for what exactly is going to be in this Avengers campus?
Yeah, totally. I have a few details. We'll start with there will be a running narrative through the whole thing, meaning on every campus around the world, there's going to be just like a loose narrative where people are almost like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, where people are going to be recruited into training to become an Avenger. And it said that the campuses will be aware of each other. So like if you asked about the one, what were the other two? Paris and Hong Kong?
Hong Kong and Paris, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So if you asked an Avenger about those two, they would know about it.
Oh, cool.
They're going to be informed by the events of the movies, but not beholden to them. So like they're going to have a Black Widow and an Iron Man and I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen the movies, but it doesn't hold up if you haven't seen the movie or if you've seen the movies. And how they're getting around that is there's going to be a sanctum for Doctor Strange, and that's sort of like a crack in time and space where the timeline is blurred a little bit.
So what's kind of cool about this, if I can throw this out there, and everyone please jump in, whereas the Star Wars universe, they've created Batuu and essentially are replicating Batuu in other parks. This mm-hmm. is a campus that is aware of the other campuses. So each of these campuses feel unique. Like there's already attractions built over in Hong Kong. You've got the Ant-Man experience. The Iron Man experience, the Ant-Man and Wasp nano battle. So these are going to be completely original, which is really exciting. I'm digging this. Using,
me too.
Even if they use some of the same technology, if they give us a different story and a different character, it's way more exciting. And I know I would rather go see some of these foreign parks because they have original stuff. All right, Miriam, so what's going to be in this campus? Fill us in.
Perfect. Okay, so there's an Avengers headquarter, which is like the central hub and the base of operations, which we've seen in the movies. It's that place that Ant-Man broke into. I forget what he was doing there, but he gets caught by the Falcon. Yeah.
And that's where we saw what's her nuts cut the sandwich in a diagonal. That's important.
that's a plot point that you remember that well.
Yeah, the sandwich.
When I saw the sandwich get cut.
Yeah,
but you don't remember that it was Black Widow.
That's right, it's Black Widow.
Of course Chris Bond remembers the sandwich.
Those movies are so long, I'm starving. Like, I've 20 minutes in, my popcorn bucket is empty and I'm starving by the time I get to the third act. I can eat my seat, I'm so hungry anyway.
Yes. Okay, so then there's going to be an Iron Man meet and greet in the front of that building. And there's also, this is what I'm really excited about. There's going to be full choreographed battle scenes on the ramparts where the heroes are going against the villains. And they're focusing that narrative around a villain called the Taskmaster from Black Widow. What he can do is he can adapt to anybody's fight style. So like if he's fighting Captain America, his fight style is like Captain America's.
Shield,
or if he's fighting
shield.
The Black Panther. Exactly. So that will be really cool. And there's like no line, obviously, to see these things because they're also going to do them like in the street, sort of like Streetmosphere style. So there won't be a lineup to watch it all. It'll just break out.
Let me bring this over to Dustin really quickly. Dustin, a few weeks back, you were talking about the stunt show, the casting. Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, this is basically, if people go back in their history with the original Disney's MGM studios, this is going to be a take on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mixed in with Ace Ventura with relevant characters.
I don't know. I kind of want Ace in the Parks, if you ask me.
Yeah, he was great. But, you know, we're definitely in this mentality where you're wanting to see the characters not just meet and greet and, you know, have fun and get your photo taken, but you want to see them be all Avenger-like.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this is kind of what they're doing. Mixed in with that, something that I'm assuming is coming down the pipeline is the flying characters.
So the name of the ride that they're premiering first is the Spider-Man ride, and it's called Web Slingers. Cool. And Spider-Man will have his own park-specific suit for this ride. And they're going to be doing like acrobatic scenes with him on the top of the building before he joins his meet and greet at the bottom of the building. So I read somewhere that could be an actor, but it could also be not an actor, like a fake dummy type thing,
I feel like we've seen this online. Yeah. It's just like animatronic that mm-hmm. swings. It looks pretty incredible, actually. I've seen some video on it. And the ride, the Spider-Man attraction we hear, is the same ride system as Toy Story Midway Mania. Which makes me nervous. It sounds like we're just going to shoot a bunch of webs.
Okay, so it is the same, but it isn't the same. So the Spider-Man ride, you will be wearing 3D glasses. They're calling them goggles, so I hope they don't go over your head, but they might. And they're using motion mapping technology. So you'll be shooting webs from your actual hands. There's not going to be any gloves or a gun with a trigger like Midway Mania.
Wait a sec. So you do that sling thing with your hand and it shoots? Oh, cool.
Exactly. So if you flick your hands like Spider-Man, you'll see webs shooting. And
I do that to Mark all the time. Mark comes, I'm like, I just flick my wrist at him. Nothing ever comes out.
Oh, so you'll get your chance now.
Is that what that is that you've been doing?
Yeah. I make the noise. I go, pew, and you're like, you just roll your eyes.
I thought it was like a weird greeting, like, hey, man, how's it going? Yeah. And I was like, sure, I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was like a high five, but not touching me kind of thing.
totally appropriate for right now. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, but the back to the Spider-Man one, it'll interact with anything on the screen, be it the Quinjet or a giant beer from Pym's Test Kitchen. If you shoot your hand like Spider-Man, you'll see a web on that. Wow. So it's cool. It says that it maps your movement 60 times per second. So it's pretty snappy, I think.
Wow.
Wow.
I've never been mapped before. This is going to be interesting. Right? It's a lot to map. I know. Hope you got a lot of pencils to map me with, because it'll be a big map.
Okay, so the merch for the Web Slingers ride is going to include spider bots, which look a lot like spider droids to me. And all eight legs are going to articulate. And the cool part about this is if your friend gets a spider bot, they're programmed differently so that you can battle the two. So it's like almost cool. Like a game that you can play with your friends, which is really cool.
If my spider bot plays Mark's spider bot and my bot kills his bot, he has to go buy another one? These guys know.
No,
what
it's
doing.
Like it does like a thing.
You wish.
Yeah, it's like the top of it pops off, so you know who won. So it's not like devastation or anything. Like,
what was that old boxing game? We had the red box and the blue.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, yes.
When you beat the guy's head, everything is old as new again. Cool. Talk to me about Pym's Kitchen, because I like to eat.
Yes. So there's going to be giant and tiny foods based on either the red or blue particle that they're using. The whole thing is going to look like the quantum. What is that thing they used in the van? I forget the name of that.
I don't know. The van
machine.
Thing. Yeah, the van.
The flux capacitor, yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So that's what the front of the restaurant's going to look like. So there's a few things that they've talked about so far. One of them is the quantum pretzel, which is a gigantic pretzel with beer cheese sauce.
You had me at pretzel.
Okay. This thing looks like bigger than my head. It's huge. And then
you've got a lot of hair, Miriam, so that is a big pretzel.
It's a big huge pretzel. Like it looks like a joke pretzel, honestly. It's that big.
So who and it's probably like $30. Amazing. Can't wait
probably,
to eat there.
Totally.
You had me at the $30 giant, huge, biggest Miriam's hair pretzel.
Absolutely.
I hope you're allowed to share these things. I'm just saying that.
I'm not going to be happy until I get a picture with Chris Bond, Lady and the Tramping, one of these pretzels.
Oh my God, Lady and the
Tramp.
It'll
take you an hour to get to the center.
With you, Mark, will you be my tramp?
No, I'm going to.
Don't be his
about?
Lady.
I'm your lady. Get out of here.
All right. Wow. What, is anybody going to order the small food? Like, who's going to go there and be like, ooh, I can have a humongous
or small food, I have an example of the small food. They're calling them snack molecules. So it's almost like a trail mix, but it's a popcorn kind. So it's tiny pretzels with honey-coated peanuts and then popped sorghum, which I think is a small. I'm not positive what that is, but
if I don't know what it is, I'm not putting it in my mouth.
Right? It's like a popcorn, but I don't know if it's a natural food or not.
I'm sticking with the ginormous pretzel. Thanks.
Yeah, and it comes in a tiny Pym paper bag.
Okay,
so
here's what I need to know. I have to talk to Hank Pym about this. Is there a giant turkey leg? Is there a giant corn dog? These are the things I need to know.
There is not so far.
Can they take my butter beer from Universal and make a giant butter beer? That's my third question.
That would be amazing. So far, I don't think so. Ugh. So then there's like a not so little chicken sandwich. This thing is hilarious looking. It's a really big piece of Korean inspired fried chicken with teriyaki citrus sauce, a red chili sauce, and it's on a tiny little slider bun. So cute. It's like the little bun is literally on top of this huge chicken patty, and it looks pretty funny.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Yes.
And then,
sorry, just mixing up franchises there.
I like it. I like it. We're on the West Coast. You can do whatever you want. They're all there. You're allowed. I'm excited about ginormous food. I don't know if I speak for the rest of the guys, but if anybody out there wants the Lady and a Tramp a pretzel with me, just hit me up at ideas@welikethemeparks.com. That'd be nice. If you're buying, I'm eating. So July 18th is the magic day when it's supposed to open. I would wager at this point that that's not going to happen. Maybe it's something that gets moved into later in the summer, but I think we're all excited to go. Miriam, as soon as it does, I know you'll jump all over it for us and give us all the great news and reviews and insight.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. You know, we have some more news today on the pod, and really the news is about what's going on the pod, because we got some exciting stuff. The next few weeks are going to be funky because we're all apart and everyone's doing their part to be safe here during the coronavirus. But one thing that we're definitely going to be doing is still having a good time with some of our content. And it's March, and March means March Madness. So what we're going to be doing is our own March Madness. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're excited. But we have something called March Madness The Ride coming to our Instagram. And have you ever wondered, what is the most popular Disney attraction in the whole world?
I have wondered that every day of my life.
Dustin?
I look at the greatest attraction, and the best attraction is always the next one. So that's always been my answer.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that if our listeners are chiming in, which is going to be the best part of this thing, is that we're going to have some surprises based on what day people are going against this. Is it going to be, you know, Tower of Terror versus Haunted Mansion? I don't think it's going to, because we have some fun little details, right, Chris?
Well, it could get that far, which is the amazing thing. We are talking about a proper bracket, 64 attractions coming from 4 different divisions, Disney East, Disney West, Disney International, and Universal USA. 64 attractions going head-to-head in a bracket-style format, and you, one of our Insta friends, can vote every day. I think every day, Miriam will explain how you vote.
Yeah.
It'll be
every
on our
day.
Stories, and you can vote every day for the attraction that you think is the best. Pick whatever you want. Maybe you're into nostalgia and you're going to pick the old and reliable, or you're going to pick that, just what Dustin said, that brand new latest and greatest. And we're going to be able to crown the number one ride picked by you. It's March Madness The Ride, and it's coming this month on the We Like Theme Parks podcast and on our Instagram at We Like Theme Parks at We Like Theme Parks.
But I think you're on the right track. I think a lot of people are going to be using their nostalgia during this time period where we can't go into the theme parks,
yep,
to really show off how much they love the parks. And what would really, you know, kind of take things to a next level? It's March Madness.
It's true. And you're on the money. And I will say, as far as how it goes, we're doing this tournament style, just like the March Madness you know and love. But what was interesting is creating the seating for the rides. And Miriam and I had a fun time doing the seating. And Miriam, maybe you could talk about some of our first round matchups that are coming out.
Absolutely. Yeah. You were in charge of the seating. I'm not taking any responsibility for this.
I tried to pull you in so I could roast somebody else if somebody doesn't like this. I wanted somebody else to be culpable, you know what
I
mean?
No, they're good. They're just really harsh.
Are they harsh?
So we can talk about the first. They are. Well, I mean, you tanked one of my favorites in the first round. I'm just going to throw
Well, let's talk about it. Why don't we just talk about, since you're a West Coast gal, let's talk the Disney West division.
Okay, perfect. So in the first round, we have the number one seed is Radiator Racers.
Ooh.
And it's going against number 16, which is Small World. Small World.
Does it get harsher than that? Old school versus new?
No. That hurt my feelings a little bit.
Right off the hop, Mark, if you had to pick one of those bad boys, what would your call be?
That's a tough call. I have a soft spot for Small World.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in California, I go on either Instagram Live or Facebook Live, and I stream just my face going through Small World. And it's like the one time that I actually get on social media at that park when I'm there. So I have a lot of fond memories of people making fun of me on that ride.
How about you, Dustin?
But Radiator Springs, like, you know, that is like, that's, there's a lot of great technology happening on that ride. So
you're going to pick Radiator Springs?
No, I'm withholding my vote. I'm going to vote when it's time. I don't want to influence the listeners now.
I like that. Dustin, are you willing to tell us who influenced some of these listeners right off the hop?
Yeah, I always go 16 over 1. So screw Radiator Springs.
Oh.
Let's bring it up. Oh. It's a Small World, taking it to the next level.
Wow.
You got it. That's the whole part of March Madness. You can't always pick the number one seeds. You got to have some Cinderella stories.
Everyone likes the underdog.
Exactly.
Give me the 2 versus 15 matchup, Miriam.
Okay, so number 2, we have the Haunted Mansion against number 15, Carousel of Progress.
Oh, man. Oh, what a barn burner for Mark. Oh.
Why would you do that?
Because there's 14 other rides that are cooler than the Carousel of Progress in Disney West, man. That's why.
You are out of your mind.
It was savage, but it's the savage truth. Guys, there's going to be tons of these matchups all through the month of March for you to select round by round, attraction by attraction. And please jump on our Instagram at we like theme parks, and pick on our stories the rides that you think win in each matchup, and we will crown the number one attraction in all of the world right here on We Like Theme Parks. And it's all coming from you. So stay tuned for it. We're going to try to do a round a week and talk about some of the results on the podcast because they're exciting and fun. We're interested to see what you guys pick. We have our picks. I got no bones about saying Radiator Springs. Thank you very much. But and
that's why you're only one vote.
That's why I'm one vote. We need you guys, but we're going to have a great time with it. So please enjoy it and please get involved. But with that said, we have another exciting attraction of our own from the We Like Theme Parks podcast, and that is the Villains League. And boy, we had a fun time recording last week. We had Marty Adams go head-to-head with myself with special guest Dale Boyer from Second City and from the At the Center podcast, and it was a barn burner. It was a doozy. Guys, what'd you think of that matchup? It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Okay, great.
No, it's just one of those things that, like, going into the Villains League, we've been doing this Villains League on top of the last semifinal and the draft. It's been going on for probably, 6 months at this point?
Yeah.
It's great to see kind of things come together when we've been building it up for this long.
Yeah, we've been doing it. We did the draft back in October because it was, Halloween-y. And it's March now. We just got to our second semifinal. And hopefully next month we'll have the finals. It's exciting. Mark, you were there for it. You actually adjudicated it.
They were a little intense. And I think that Dale, I think her judgments were swift and just.
They were certainly swift, that's for sure. Well, don't you dare miss it, guys. Next week on the podcast, it's the Villains League semifinal. Marty and the Judge Doom Buggies against Bondo's Big Baddies. That's obviously my team. Going head-to-head in the semifinals, the winner taking on Mark Andrada and his team, the Monstars, Inc. Laugh Floor. And it's all happening next week on the Villains League.
Villains League.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, the drop happened. Sorry. All right, guys. Well, you guys want to talk about some deep cut Disney Plus action?
Oh, yes. I would love to. Yeah.
All right. So why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back with more. We Like Theme Parks. Podcast. And we're back on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Guys, coronavirus. It's a bummer. But what's going to be happening is... I think it's safe to say that we're all going to be spending some time home. And when you're home and you're relaxing and you're with your family and you're kind of bearing down the hatches a little bit, I think you're going to do a deep dive into Disney Plus. Can we all agree on this?
I already have.
We've talked about some Disney Plus stuff before. We've even did an armchair Imagineering creating new Disney Plus stuff. You're welcome, Mr. Chapek. But we thought today what we could do was maybe go through that layer. You know, like when you hit Disney Plus, it showcases and puts all their front runners right on the front for you to select. All the new releases, all the popular stuff, the Star Wars, the Avengers, the TV shows that are original, all the cool stuff. But maybe there's some stuff lying underneath the surface that you don't know about. And since you're going to have the time to be able to watch all this stuff, we thought that we would go ahead and give you some Disney Plus deep cuts. And so you know what time it is. It's segment time.
Segment time, segment time, segment time.
Dustin, you're a Disney Plus guy. Let's start with you. What are you into? What are some gems hiding underneath the surface that nobody knows about that they could be checking out during our staycations?
Okay, so we have a couple of options. I kind of separated my list into Disney gems,
yeah,
non-Disney gems, so things that we don't really think about as being Disney but are still live action.
Yeah.
And then binge-worthy fun.
Oh, boy.
Let's start with the best movies that I thought were going to be the things that I'm going to be watching over the next couple of days. First off, it has to be said, Jungle to Jungle. Tim Allen, Martin Short, the 97 classic. Just to give you guys a little refresher, a man learns that his 13-year-old son, who was raised in the jungle, and brings the boy to New York City, turning his life upside down in the process.
Wait, is this the one with the kid from Tool Time?
Mimi Siku.
Mimi Siku. There we go.
Oh, so Miriam's a fan.
JTT, are you kidding? That's like,
yeah, this is classic time. So Jungle,
I guess
Jungle,
I have to remember the age difference here.
Actually, I don't think he's in that one.
Really?
I think I
know
just
Tim Allen was.
Yeah,
Tim
I was Allen hoping he was in star. It, so I watched it, and he wasn't.
Oh, he's not the 13-year-old kid that.
No.
Okay. Well, I've not seen it.
Well, this is part of the fun of this segment.
Yeah.
It's now on your list.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to work. So we go from Jungle to Jungle to another live action movie from just a couple of years before that, a 95 classic, Heavyweights. Heavyweights,
yes.
Starring Ben Stiller, Paul Feig, Sean Weiss from Mighty Ducks. The idea behind it is that you've got plump kids are lured into joining a posh camp with the promise of quick weight loss and good times, only to find that the facility is a woodland hellhole run by a psycho ex-fitness instructor. That is from IMDb.
Whoa.
It's an incredible show.
I love that movie.
It has not aged well at all.
Oh, I disagree. I think you just have to have a sense of humor still. I guess people don't anymore, but that's one of my things I say to my friends all the time. If we're ready to go, they all just say, do it to it, Lars. Let's go.
And then the last one in that one, and I had a bunch of these, you know, classic Disney movies like Brink, Double Team, Jump In, even things like G-Force or The First Kid, which, fun fact, First Kid starring Sinbad. But the one that I'm going to bring out is a movie that I absolutely love called Blank Check.
Oh, yeah.
94.
Yeah.
Classic. See, you thought I was going to say Kazam with Shaq. No, no, sir.
That's a Disney Blank movie? Check. That's on Disney Plus?
It's on there. It is on Disney Plus.
Oh, I love you, Kazam.
So we've got some options here, but Blank Check, the idea behind it is that this kid gets run over. And in the process, the guy basically says, how much is your bike work or somewhat or worth, and kind of go from there. And he basically signs it over to cash. And he basically receives a check for $1 million, which he goes and cashes. And oh my, the hijinks that ensue. It's amazing for a movie made in 94.
Wow, those are some great picks. Heavyweights. What's his name? Why am I banking on his name? The guy that directs everything now. Ben Stiller.
Paul Feig.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, Paul Feig, too. Paul Feig's a great director. Check out Spy or Bridesmaids if you want a little Paul Feig.
Yeah.
Maybe skip Ghostbusters, but that's just my opinion. Ben Stiller, I think in his character in that movie was a bit of a kind of tell to Dodgeball when he played the...
Yes.
It was kind of the similar character, which I loved. I remember seeing Dodgeball and thinking about Heavyweights and being like, it's the same kind of dude.
Yep.
Ben Stiller bringing it.
But after that, I have to give a couple of shout outs for the binge worthy things that are on Disney Plus. Bonkers, a 93 classic animated, only did one season.
Yeah.
So check that one out. Doug, 96 to 98, three seasons worth of fun. And let's just put it all out there. Recess, 97 to 99, three seasons worth of great fun. There you go. You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Dustin. There's some great options, guys. Totally fun stuff. You know what's great? Knowing Dustin's age, you could totally see the movies that fell right in line with what he was watching when he was a kid. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. And I also ran a Blockbuster in between 2004 and 2006. So it makes sense that I also have the 2004-05, like all those bad movies that I was watching back then, they're all on Disney Plus. It's great.
Amazing. Miriam.
Yes.
So what are you watching on Disney Plus? What's your Disney Plus deep cut?
Okay, so I have a few good ones and one horror one.
Oh my.
So I went to the 60s for my picks.
Oh.
And I'm starting with The Ugly Dachshund. One of my favorite movies of all time.
What?
Yes.
What?
Have you not seen this?
No. What is it?
Oh my God. It's so good. So it's a couple. They're a married couple with no kids. And the wife is into like breeding dachshunds and like doing dog shows with them.
Is that how you pronounce it? Or is it dachshund? Dachshund. Is that the
word? It's a wiener dog.
It's a wiener dog. Yeah, a wiener dog, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Dachshund.
I've always said that wrong. I'm like, oh, yeah, dash hound? Yeah, Dash Hound. Oh my God, I feel stupid. How many times have I been to PetSmart and be like, oh, you had a cute Dash Hound over there? And they're like, looked at me weird. Now I know why. Thank you. Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. Okay, so the beginning of the movie, they take their dog into the vet because she's having puppies. There's like four or five, maybe. And the vet is friends with the husband. And so he's like, hey, come in the back. I got to show you this other dog. And it's a Great Dane puppy that's been orphaned. And so he kind of like begs him like, hey, can you take him home so that he can be like raised by the mother of this litter? And so they take him home and he grows up thinking he's a dachshund. So it's like this huge dog who's around all these little wiener dogs and he thinks he's one of them.
Is this kind of like Stripes? Do you remember the movie that... a zebra who was orphaned and was taken in and basically was like, he's a show horse. The animals were voiced by like comedians. Like I think Whoopi Goldberg was in it. I think the kid from Malcolm in the Middle was the zebra.
Okay, Mark Andrada.
Well, this one, the dogs don't talk or anything. It's just straight.
Still, one of the best casts that you could imagine. David Spade, Steve Harvey, Snoop Dogg, Mandy Moore, Patrick Stewart. Dustin Hoffman. Oh. It's not on Disney Plus, but go and watch this movie. I digress.
I got to tell you, Mandy Moore is my celebrity crush. Oh my, she's lovely.
Oh.
Yeah, she's what a voice. What a talent. What else you got there, Miriam?
Well, my second pick has to do with a celebrity crush, and that is the computer wore tennis shoes and also the strongest man in the world. Yes.
Yeah, he's dreamy.
I was in love with Kurt Russell when I was little. I wanted to marry him. And it's because of these two movies, the like accidental like gaining of strength in Strongest Man in the World was my favorite thing. Cause it just like, he eats his cereal and he ends up accidentally being too strong and he bends a light pole. I remember.
Oh my goodness.
Great. And same thing with the computer wore tennis shoes. He like has a whole computer accidentally downloaded to his brain from a mishap.
So a computer actually does not wear like running shoes. It's not a robot.
No, it's Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay.
He was also in Sky High, by the way.
Oh, he's awesome.
Another classic.
Since we're on Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Was it not a thing that when Walt Disney died, the last thing he said, or he had a note in his hand, and the last thing he told Roy was he had a note in his hand that said Kurt Russell? Isn't that like a fan fiction or that's some kind of thing?
Yeah, it looks like it was an urban legend, which, you know, it's one of those things. Just go on Google, friends. Go in and search Walt Disney's last words. If it's true story, I don't know, but it is out there.
Yeah, he knew that we were all going to have a huge crush on Kurt Russell. Like, he wasn't wrong.
Very true. Very true. And you know what? His acting in Sky High is absolutely brilliant. I love the fact that Disney...
And I don't know how old he is, but he is still dreamy. He is dreamy.
He is dreamy.
And all I know is how many Disney movies has this dude been in since the Walt Disney wrote a note? He didn't write a note that said, tell my wife I love her. It said Kurt Russell. So, and that guy's been in everything and he's still in it. Avengers, like you name it. This guy is still kicking it.
He's a dreamboat.
So Miriam, you got a horror story, you said? What's the story
there? I do. They have a horror film on Disney Plus, and it is The Return to Oz.
That's not a horror movie.
It is so scary. Stop it right now. I was trying to research it last night. I was like, oh, I'll take a few notes about this. Nope. It is so scary still. It scared me as a child, and it scares me now. Beginning scene, I don't know when's the last time anybody has seen this, but the beginning scene is Auntie M taking Dorothy to a mental institution because she won't stop talking about Oz, and they try and give her electroshock therapy. Yeah. This is a movie for kids?
It's
like,
heavy.
What are we doing?
It's heavy. There's also
horrifying.
There's the scene with all the isn't there like a bunch of severed heads in a room?
Yeah, and the queen can like take her head off and replace it with
head.
A different one.
And the wheelies were scary too. This is before the rollerblade generation. And
this
all these,
is nightmare fuel for me. Like, totally. This is not cool. But if you're into horror, go for it.
Yeah, and it's vintage Fairuza Balk, if you know Fairuza Balk from The Craft. She was your Dorothy. She was great. Mm-hmm. She was off-putting, which I quite enjoyed. But that's
really
Fairuza Balk, though, in a nutshell. Like, if you know your Fairuza Balk movies,
I have nothing to add to this conversation. So, because I'm not sharing my celebrity crush on this episode.
Come
You'll
on.
Have to tune in to a future
Why?
Episode
Dustin.
Of the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Don't be a wuss. Who's your celebrity crush? Come on.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
Can I guess?
Oh.
Can I guess?
You can guess.
Okay. Come on. come on.
I will give you a hint.
Oh,
I will give you a hint.
I will take it.
She has three movies at least on Disney Plus.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
No, close. Well done, but no.
Anne Hathaway?
Nope.
I'm barking up the right tree, though, aren't I? You like nice girls.
It's not Lindsay Lohan, is it?
Nope.
Okay. I just said nice girls.
I'll give you a second hint. She stars in a movie in which she actually has two sequels to the original. One came out in 1999.
I don't know.
She was also the voice of Bonnie Rockwaller in Kim Possible.
This is going to be some person I've never heard of. I know it's going to happen. Like, you've heard of Mandy Moore. I'm like, Mandy Moore is my crush. This is going to be some, like, Jane Swenson, and no one's going to have ever heard of this girl before, right?
It's true. No one's going to know this girl. Right. So that's beside the point. It's Kirsten Storms. Zenon herself.
Oh, Zenon. Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got it. That was real hard.
I know.
From I'm not telling you to, let me just tell you. that happened quickly. That's great. All right.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, it's one of those things.
Okay. So we got Dustin's celebrity crush. We got my celebrity crush. We got your celebrity crush.
For
Russell, Miriam. Oh, boy.
For Russell.
Mark, it's your turn, buddy. Who's your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush when I was a little kid was Fairuza Balk.
Cool beans. Okay. So Mark, how about you, buddy? Give me your Disney deep dive. What are you watching?
Okay. Well, we've already mentioned Sky High. So, I mean, I think that's a great movie. I love that movie so much. I've watched that movie more times than I care to admit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have just one pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my one pick is going to be Disney's Zombies. Have you guys seen this thing?
No.
No.
This movie is unreal. This is I watched it just the other night. It's been on my list. It was on my watch list. I've been meaning to watch it. And I finally watched it just the other night. And let me tell you, it was worth the wait. It's an incredible film. You know I love a musical. How does The Room feel about High School Musical?
Oh, I love it.
I've never seen it.
I've also never seen it.
All three of them in the parks. So I was down there during the time that this thing was going live. So I would see the live musical. I think I knew the dances. I got it all down pat.
I mean,
you know the dances?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Let's see it. I want proof. Yes.
No, we need to start a YouTube channel just for or a TikTok maybe? For just Dustin doing the dances of High School Musical.
See, it's one of those things. Once you learn how to do it, it's just like riding a bike.
I need to see
yes.
this. I need proof, Dustin. I need proof.
Disney Zombies is like High School Musical in tone, except the plot. Here, I'll just read you the summary of the plot from Wikipedia or from IMDb here. A zombie and a cheerleader work together to show the town of Seabrook what they can achieve when they embrace their differences and celebrate what makes them a community. So this film is like an allegory for race relations. And it's framed in a Romeo and Juliet story, but it's a musical and there's singing and dancing zombies. Chris, you should get on board, man.
Oh boy.
This is your brand, buddy.
Is one of them a zombie and one of them is living?
Yes. That is the romance. The romance
kinda
is
like
a young
Warm Bodies. Do you remember that movie?
Or Twilight.
Yes. Yes.
But musical. Amazing.
But musical and a zombie. Yes. So the girl is a living cheerleader. And zombies, this is the first year that zombies are going to an integrated school. Because up until this point, the zombies have been segregated. You see where we're going here?
Oh, boy.
Do you see where we're going here?
The genre on Disney Plus is literally coming of age.
Yes, they are.
Yep,
they are coming of age. That's exactly what's happening.
Wow.
This film... Chris, I don't know if this is something we can add in the edit, but if we could just play 20 seconds of one of the songs.
You can't. You have to sing it. Those are the rules, buddy. Get to
no,
it.
No, I can't. Sing I can't. It. I couldn't. Can.
That is the rules, actually.
I don't know the words well enough. So, I mean, I will promise to do it on a future podcast, and then everybody will be very sorry about this.
No, I'm thrilled. I'd love to hear that.
Everybody's got to see this movie. I challenge you because I know that you look at it and you're like, I don't know. It looks like it's for whatever. But I'm telling you. this is a cinematic achievement. It's an incredible film.
Mark, when was, Mark, every time you've told me to watch something, I've done it. Like, I've bitten the bullet, and I've, like, watched Inspector Gadget 2. And
was I, how was I? Was I wrong about Inspector Gadget 2?
No, you were right. It's much better than Inspector Gadget 1.
Did you watch Brink?
I have not watched Brink yet. You've talked about that. I've also been told to watch Mr. Boogity, which we haven't mentioned on this podcast. Mr. Boogity. Yeah. I was kind of a mic drop moment there, Mark. Just boom. Zombies.
Well, that being said, I don't know. Chris, you didn't really say yours, did you?
I have not. I have a laundry list. But thanks for asking, Dustin. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you to Bondo's Disney Plus Deep Cuts. Yeah. That was a harp. There was a harp there for those who could hear it. Let's talk underrated Disney Vault options. These are animated, old school. If you're like a fan of the if you're a fan of the Renaissance period, which most of us are, it's, you know, it's Little Mermaid, it's Beauty and the Beast. I dare you to go a little bit further back, and I would love for you, like magic happens, to give The Sword in the Stone a little bit of love.
Yes.
Check it out. It's great.
Very good.
It's a great movie. I mean, if you've ever gone to Disney and tried to pull that sword out of the, what do you call those things?
The stone?
Well, no.
The anvil.
You know, try to pull the sword out of that. That
big steel thing.
By the way, this is a
shout out for Jill. Yeah. I finally just redeemed myself from the duck story. So on our last trip, we were walking through a theme park. I think it was in the Animal Kingdom. And randomly in front of us, this duck decided to take flight directly at me. So instead of saying what everyone told me to say afterwards, which was duck, I said, look out.
Oh boy.
So Sword in the Stone is my redeeming moment. I can die happy.
So you got a big funny, and now you feel okay for your past misgivings.
I can die happy. All good.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you feel good about it. It's the biggest laugh of the day. But you know what? We got a few minutes left. Who knows? Anything could happen. I can't believe you didn't say duck, though. Come on, man. Like, really?
Tell me about it. It's a pain in the neck going back. I'm like, I relive it all the time. It came up in conversation that I didn't start last night. Oh, that's how relevant this thing is. All right. I digress.
Well, very good. But you know what? Do I want to talk about the Sword in the Stone, but how about the Black Cauldron, guys? I know it was dark. I know it was like pretty spooky and kind of off-brand for Disney. But it was a big deal and a big part of the early 1980s as far as animation goes. And it created some characters that are beloved, like the Horned King and obviously Gurgi, which we talked about.
I love that the Horned King is beloved to you.
I think he's awesome. I think he's an awesome
character. I've never seen characters.
I've never seen this movie.
This is why we're here, Miriam, to give okay. you another I'll, look, I'll, to shine a light, up. To shine a light. On some
you watch the ugly Dash Hound. And
yes. I got a big list here. I got a big list. And so is everyone at home listening. They're writing these down furiously going, ugly Dash Hound. We're going to do this. How about we talk about The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad?
Oh, yes. I love that one.
Like, there is an attraction inspired
by it. My favorite Dapper Dan song is that song that they sing at the party where they're all gathered. The Dapper Dans do a beautiful rendition of it.
And it's fantastic. And the last kind of vault option I want to throw out there, which I read today on Wikipedia, which kind of surprised me, was billed as the first ever live action and animated feature length film. The first.
Ooh. Can we guess?
Please.
Mary guess. Poppins?
That's what you get, sucker. Anybody, any other guesses?
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks?
Oh, that's for you.
I have two guesses. First one, Song of the South.
Next guess?
Three Caballeros.
Ah, we are birds of a feather. Excellent. That's right. The three
Caballeros. Of course it is. If it's not Tron, it's Three Caballeros with this guy.
I've been watching.
You have to read the room. What's one of the three movies that Chris is going to say? It's going to be Tron or it's going to be Three Caballeros. Game over.
Listen, I've been watching the Three Caballeros on pretty much repeat for the last 3 months. So it's my kids' favorite song. And here's another deep cut. If you're looking for like a younger animated kind of option, maybe not too young, but something in the line of like DuckTales, there is, and we've mentioned it on the pod before, The Legends of the Three Caballeros. It came out maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's a whole new thing where the three caballeros go on this wild sci-fi adventure. They go in all these battles and fight all these legendary creatures. And it's the three caballeros as these kind of like paladins, world beaters. And it's funny. It's great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about underrated live action classics. Nobody's talking about Herbie, the Love Bug. There's four Herbie movies on there. You can see the Love Bug, the Herbie Rides Again, Herbie Goes Banana, Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. He's going all over the places, up to his antics and honking and spraying oil and opening his doors on people and all the shenanigons are available.
opening his doors on people.
Yeah, like whack, you know.
What's the next version of Herbie? Just Herbie is Uber?
Well, they did a remake, didn't they, with Lindsay Lohan and Justin Long?
Yeah, I was about to say, is the Lindsay Lohan one on there?
I didn't include it, but it is on there. Herbie Reloaded.
You can't say all the Herbie movies and then not include the most recent one.
This I call the topic underrated live action classics. 98 is not a classic. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Instant classic, buddy.
But let me mention a few other ones. How about Newsies? You want to talk musicals?
Yes. You know, Christian Bale
was a handsome chap. Check him out. He's singing in his little cute little hat. How about The Rocketeer, guys? The Rocketeer.
Yeah, so good. You. Back on board. Yeah.
Are you back on board? The Rocketeer.
Oh, you jumped off?
I did. I jumped off for Newsies. Yeah. I mean, Newsies, the movie. The movie itself was fine, mm-hmm. and I love a musical. But I watched the filmed Broadway version of that.
Yes.
And I was just like, what are you doing? The entire time. Yeah, it was. I didn't love it. And I usually love those things. And I was just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're pretty positive when it comes to musicals. You like most of them.
That's true. I liked Rocky on Broadway, for goodness sakes. I think I was the only person.
Dude, you have the Rocky hoodie. I've seen you wear the merch.
Yeah, I've got three of those. Dude, I bought three of those hoodies.
That's legit. I believe it.
And I jumped down the SpongeBob rabbit hole on your recommendation. And it's in the top list for my Spotify things that I've played over the last 3 months.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's keep the party rolling. How about a little old school George Lucas? No one's talking about Willow.
Oh, I love that movie.
I didn't realize that was on there.
It's on there, dude.
It is.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this. Willow. Kaya. You know, all that nonsense is great. Val mm-hmm. Kilmer, like, you want to talk about good looking. Val Kilmer in Willow? Oh,
hunk. He's no Kurt Russell.
I don't know. He was a hunk 0.5 in that one. He was.
Val Kilmer is going to use that as a pull quote on his website. You want to talk about good looking, Chris Bond. We like Theme Parks Podcast.
He's a handsome gentleman. I like that movie a lot. Some cool special effects. It was great. Great story. Great movie. And we all know Warwick Davis, you know,
sure.
from Star Wars and Harry Potter and everything else. He great actor. He holds this movie up. He's great. Check that out. How about some old school Muppets? How about the original Muppet movie, guys? It's there. I'm not talking about this new school Muppets or the Office style TV show. I'm talking about the great Muppet Caper. I'm talking about the old school stuff. It's there. Mark, you're a Muppet man.
You know, the last time somebody called me that, it wasn't very nice. You know what I mean? Like they said it. They were saying it in a mean way.
This was lovingly. This was lovingly. You're a Muppet. You're a Muppet kind of guy.
Yeah.
Check those out.
Oh, they're saying that the Muppet series was scrapped for Disney Plus. That was the Josh Gad, Adam Horowitz.
Oof.
Oh, that's sad. Maybe they'll come back. I would like more.
We need more Muppets.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. I mean, especially in barbecue restaurants. More
Muppets. You know what else we need more of?
What's that?
More National Treasure.
Well, didn't make my list.
Didn't make your list. One or two?
No, didn't make the list. Sorry.
Fail. Those are both great. The litter? Like pick up the litter, the guide dogs for the blind.
Another
really great series, 6 episodes.
Sorry, man. Didn't pick any of those.
I can hear the sounds in the background.
Trying to sneak them in, trying to add a layer of production value. Let's talk more old school Disney and let's get real old school. I mentioned it on the pod before. Davy Crockett, the king of the Wild Frontier, and Davy Crockett and the River Pirates, both available on Disney Plus. If you've ever taken that riverboat, or maybe you went on one of those old, I can't remember what kind of boats they're called, but the ones with the big
keelboats.
Thank you. The keelboats. You'll watch the keelboats in action in Davy Crockett and the River Pirates. Check that out. Or if you have ever been to Tokyo DisneySea, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you want some Jules Verne vibes and you got to check out 20,000 Leagues Beneath the Sea or Journey to the Center of the Earth, both available on Disney Plus, both great movies with great rides in Tokyo. Yeah, air horns. There you go. That felt good. That felt good. And finally, to wrap it up, I want to talk a little bit of science fiction. Disney sci-fi, Star Wars, guys. Before the Disney company owned Star Wars, what did they do? Just like everybody else, they tried to be Star Wars.
Life Day? Life Day. Is Life Day?
It's not Life Day. I'm talking about The Black Hole, which came out around 79. It was Disney's version of Star Wars, starring Anthony Perkins from Psycho. It had droids in it, flying droids, had a big baddie. But again, it's a decent film. It's great. It's fun. If you're into sci-fi and you're a Star Wars-y kind of vintage sci-fi kind of guy, check out The Black Cauldron. And another movie that was kind of a little bit more mid-80s and had more of a kid vibe, but still science fiction, Flight of the Navigator. With Paul Rubens as the alien plane thing.
I was about to say, the voice of the ship, right?
The ship, yeah. It's great. It's a great fun movie. And the number one sci-fi movie from 1982 that Disney brought out to compete with Star Wars was, say it with me, everyone, Tron.
Lost in Space.
Tron. If you haven't checked out the original Tron, it is on Disney Plus, along with Tron Legacy and Tron Uprising. Guys, everybody, all of our fans, right now, go over to Disney Plus and hit the Tron button. Why? Because Disney needs to know that you love Tron. And if they think you love Tron the way I love Tron, then there will be more Tron, and I want more
Tron. It's almost like they're going to build an attraction around Tron. That's just crazy.
Isn't it? When you think about it, isn't it kind of crazy, though? The only reason that Tron, that ride exists is because Tron Legacy did so great in the Asian market, so great financially. It did very poorly domestically, but overseas it murdered. It made a ton of money. So they were like, oh yeah, we'll put the Tron thing over in Shanghai. And then everybody here's like, that thing's amazing. We want it. Yeah, it might be the ride that actually brings the Tron IP back into the forefront, out of the shadows and into center stage.
Okay. As somebody who hasn't watched Tron, I saw the first one when I was very little.
Yeah,
And I think I rewatched it again maybe several years ago, long enough that I don't really remember. So my question is, do any of these movies make sense?
The three ones I just mentioned.
are any of them? Yeah, when you watch them, do you go, oh yeah, that makes sense? Or am I gonna? Because my memory of Tron is watching it going, what is this?
Yeah, you know
what's happening?
And we've talked about this before, so we won't dwell on it. The plot was definitely hard to follow if you're a kid. And the problem is Star Wars was easy to follow if you're a kid. You're like, oh my God, good guys, bad guys. Yeah. Where are these people? What are they doing? Who's the bad guy? Why is he bad? I don't understand anything. Boy, it looks cool. And I just remember those light cycles and wanting to drive one. And now I can. And I will be able to very soon if I can squeeze my chunky butt into it, which I did in Tomorrowland. I fit. Felt good. I hope that's the real deal because I squeezed into there. It felt pretty cozy.
I wish I was there when you put yourself in that and just to see you scream, I fit in this.
It
aggressively
good.
Screaming at anybody in your shot fit.
I didn't eat all day. I'm like, I gotta starve myself to fit in this thing. Do you want a churro? No. You gotta fit in that light cycle. Sorry. Listen, I love Tron. It's great. Yeah, the movie wasn't the best, but as far as being able to follow it. But wow, in 1982, there was nothing like it. I'll say it again. It was one of the first movies to use computer imaging, CGI, in so much that the Academy Awards said, these guys are using CGI. They're not using practical effects. That is cheating. And they got no awards or nominations for achievement in special effects. And now everything is CGI. It was a total misstep.
Is it possible that the Academy watched this film, got 15 minutes into it, and went, I couldn't possibly.
And never got, and then never turned got to it the off. CGI?
They never got to the CGI. They said, this movie doesn't have any special effects. I can't watch this any longer. What's going on? And they all just collectively turned off their screeners.
No. Nah, I hope not. Can you imagine? I'd love to hear that
That's story. What did it?
well, it was 1982, and I watched the first 3 minutes and said this is rubbish and turned it off. You know, actually, when I say it like that, it makes sense. They probably didn't do it. You're right.
Yeah, it was 130-year-old Ethel Barrymore just saying no thank you to this.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I think we did a good job, everybody. Hey, congratulations. That was a long list. And we all had different stuff, too. That was incredible. We only had one or two crossover ones. So it's amazing. All of us like different Disney Plus stuff. There was so much stuff underneath the surface for you to watch. I think we did a nice job putting it all in your purview so you can take that home and watch it. I'm going to watch some of your suggestions, guys. I'm going to run out and do it probably pretty soon after I edit this whole thing, which ended up being a lot longer than I thought. All right. Fun times. all right, guys. Well, that's about it. Any farewell, goodbye? Anybody want to say anything about Disney Plus?
Any farewell, goodbyes? Well, coronavirus is here.
I didn't mean final goodbyes. I just meant... All right, I'll just wrap it up. How about that? Okay, friends. Well, that's it. We're going to wrap up today's podcast. Remember, please stay safe. Wash your hands. Try not to lick your friends. That's a good idea. From Justin, Mark, and Miriam, that's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like theme parks.
Hey. And Disney Zombies, now available on Disney Plus.
Guys,
and the Ugly Dachshund.
That wasn't too shabby. All right. All right, guys. See you next week for Villains League. Bye.